fucking hazy.
Welcome, ghouls and girls, to the High and Hazy Podcast. I'm here with B-Rad, and I'll be your host, The Buck.
I'm also hosting.
Yeah, he's here.
All right.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, what you got for your old Halloween get-up?
Oh, I am Jimmy Dugan from A League of Their Own.
Now, is that Tom Hanks?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how long can you pee for?
When I drink like him, pretty long.
Okay.
I was going to ask, have you seen it?
I've seen it, but it's been forever.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell me what your guy is.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm from, I'm a snake, no, it's from Naruto. It's a guy called Kabuto Yakushi.
Kabuto Yakushi.
I'm a big old nerd. So this is a good old cosplay. But, yeah, this thing's got magic powers, man. Saved me from dying one time.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Went to a buddy's house who, like, wanted his kids and, like, the younger kids around to put on a haunted house for us.
Oh, okay.
And he put us in the back of his truck and kind of, like, took them out to the woods and then was, like, driving through real slow.
Oh, so it was like a, what's it called? Hayride kind of thing?
Kind of. Just in the back of a pickup truck.
Right,
and then everybody hops in when they're all done because they had a good time doing it. Just decides to fucking floor it on a, like, a real just dirt road, flipped me out of the back of the truck.
Jesus. Yeah. Were the kids in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I was the only one that died.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was really funny because one guy went to go reach for me, and the guy behind him thought he was falling, so he wrapped him up so he couldn't grab me, and I just got bucked right off the back of the truck.
That's how you became the Buck.
The Buck, yeah.
All right, we got a... oh, happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh, yeah, happy Halloween. What was that intro for?
Yeah. So we have a little top five Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Video. Good old spirit Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Most of them, at least. How do you play on these ones?
I think you just click it. That is a good one, though.
Yeah. That really almost did punch him right in the face,
yeah,
though. Oh, yeah, we missed the backflip, girl.
It's over already.
Yeah, but we started with the second one.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. Like, I like watching people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I enjoy that more than being scared myself.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the same for everybody else, but, like, I just don't. I do them so often. Like, the magic's kind of gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do want to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially a couple edibles in, you know what I mean? And you're just waiting for it.
Yeah.
But your walls are up at the same time, and you're just like, trick me, please.
Yeah. The only thing with the compilations, like, after you've seen the one thing, you know what it does.
It's right.
It's like,
yeah.
Everybody reacts the same way, kind of.
Well, we'll give them the old BTS. We watched one before this, and it was the same front porch over and over again,
yes.
Peppered in with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it was just two skulls hanging out behind a headstone, and as soon as you trip it off, it just goes...
Oh. Yeah, and it was two of them, and then sometimes they would go off simultaneously, sometimes they would go off one after the other, and then it would show every third clip, maybe.
Yeah, and half of them didn't even jump. Like, that was the funny part for me. It's just like, oh, it didn't work again. But you didn't get subjected to 5 minutes of that shit.
No, and we didn't either. We only made it.
Yeah, three and a half or something.
Three and a half, something like that. But yeah, I feel like the short went better than...
Yeah. So where do you land in the whole Halloween deal? Like, is it your shit or...
Yeah. It's definitely... I mean, Christmas is my favorite, but Halloween was always like up there too because I do like dressing up. I don't know why. It's fun.
Okay. Then, I mean, I get you there. It's just... I hate Christmas people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, not just the outwardly, like, oh my God, Halloween's over. Fuck Thanksgiving. I need Christmas now. My tree's already up.
Oh, no. I like Thanksgiving, too, just because, like, I remember growing up as a kid, that was, in November, you always got, like, a long couple weeks off. It was either one or two right before, you know, December, you get the Christmas and New Year off, so.
Well, I went to Christian school, so that was Jesus break.
Oh, yeah. Well, how long did you get that from?
It wasn't anything crazy. I think it was a week, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Usually it's like however that Friday falls to Christmas will be your like last day, and then whatever January 2nd, I think we had to go back.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever New Year's was up, we were back in, I'm pretty sure.
It was nice if that fell on like a Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Then it was like, oh, you got an extra 3 days or whatever at the end.
Yeah, it was always good for work too. Like when it's like, oh, my Friday is Christmas. Yeah. Extra day off.
Or if you were supposed to work that day, that was always nice because then you got paid for it.
But too. I hate the like, all right, I'm in today, I'm off tomorrow, I'm back in the next day, and then I'm off again.
And then you would try to.
Because you know half the people call out.
And then you try to put in for that day, and you're like, no, 50 people already put in for it, so.
You had to schedule that when you were born, Brad.
Yeah. I was going to say something, now I don't remember.
How about Pierre Robert's dead?
Who's that?
The radio guy from MMR.
That's right, I seen that.
Yeah, that's a shame. I got to meet him once. It was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my buddy won tickets to something, so he asked me to ride up with him, and I did. And, like, he was doing his thing in the studio. We poked our heads in, and he, like, waited till he was done his deal, then came out, like, oh, you can come talk to me. Like, what's up?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gave us signed Christmas cards and everything.
Oh, shit, and you hate Christmas.
I do, but I don't know. It's just, it's so fake.
And, like, yeah, it is, but I don't know.
Well, I don't like people who pretend that everything's better because it's this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, I never do that, but I just, like.
I mean, I get it. You have kids, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have kids. I don't fuck with any of that shit. It's not like, oh, my God, Santa's here. Like, I've gone out. I've done some of the Christmas things. Like, they do a little Christmas town a couple towns over. It was, like, $30 a person or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, a whole, like, Santa's workshop and, like, just picture opportunities. They got Christmas Vacation playing on the projector, a live band, you know what I mean? Like, s'mores pits and stuff. And, like, we've gone out and we've done that, but it's not like, I wait and I wait and I wait. I can't wait for fucking Christmas Town this year.
Yeah. Well, see, you're like with Halloween even, you like to go out and do the things. I don't know. I don't really do this stuff. We haven't really done any of that kind of stuff with the kids, like the little horror nights and stuff like that.
I mean, they'll love it, I'm sure, even if they don't. Because, like, that's the only reason I do it now is for the nostalgia aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing, like, you know, broken up custody, grandparents had me during the week, my dad's got me on the weekend, he wants to go do stuff himself, so like we go do stuff.
Yeah.
And now like that's the stuff I remember, that's the stuff that was cool, you know. But like he doesn't even do the haunted houses anymore.
No,
he said he's burnt out on them.
Yeah, I've like we did, what is it, Creamy Acres when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
With the hay rides were always my favorite. I like just sitting there and just being able to ride around.
See, I was terrified at first.
Oh, really? The hay rides? I hated the ones where you had to walk through because I think I've talked about this a million times, but like, I don't want to run from the chainsaw guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, yeah, you scared me, but I just don't feel like running. I know you're not going to really kill me.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the other people are good for. You know what I mean? Like, you always bring a group with you, and you know at least one has to be the scaredy cat that you talk into it, and like, that's your good time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because I think I said it already, more pleasure in laughing at the people getting scared than I do being scared myself. But I do, like, give me that scare. Like, I like the little adrenaline rush that comes along with it. But it's hard to find because, like, you already know it's all fake.
Right. So you're kind of getting to where your dad was, where you're just going to get burnt out on it, you think? But, I mean, like, you still got, like, the... What is it, Six Flags that do, like, a horror thing?
Yeah, but you got to pay extra for that. And the last time I did, it sucked. Like, the lines are so fucking long. Like, they're stopping people at security. They're stopping people to park. They're stopping people at the toll booths to be like, hold on, we have to let people out.
Damn.
Before we let you in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's too wild. Because I did it last year, and they had a whole... It was, like, The Conjuring, and I think they had Saw or something. And, like, some of the houses were good, and some of them weren't.
Yeah. So you think you're getting burned out on it too, or eventually will?
Definitely. I mean, this year it was like, that's a kid, that's a kid, that's a kid. Because I did Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. I did Creamy Acres. I did whatever the Halloween thing is for Hershey Park. You know what I mean? I want to do one more this weekend for Halloween, but you know, it's also pricey as fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to be like, all right, I'm spending $40 on me. I'm like, oh, my girl, like, I just spent $80 just for tickets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? $5 in gas to get here, $5 in gas to get back. She's going to want to eat something there. You know?
She's going to.
Well, I mean, I do, but like, all right, so we did Creamy Acres, and it's a fucking farm. Right. Now, the smell of cow shit is in the air.
Oh, yeah.
The people I went with ordered fucking shrimp po' boys.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Like, I'm just not, like, I'm adventurous with food. You know what I mean? If it was, like, a fresh T-bone steak and it was, like, a ranch or something, like, okay, I got to see what this is about.
They got the apple cider and stuff out there?
Nope.
No?
It used to be a staple. I remember you used to be able to get, like, a $3 hot dog and a $1 hot cider. Yeah. And, like, that was the thing to fucking do. Now it's, like, $8 for a pack of s'mores. And you get, like, one s'more. And then, the drinks were, like, fucking $20, and they weren't even alcoholic.
No?
No.
What do you get?
It looked like a witch's cauldron type thing, okay. And they put a glowy thing in there.
So at least they try something.
Right. The gimmick was it was the liquid nitrogen balls, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what made it bubble. But $20, you know what I mean? Like, fuck no. 32 if you get the commemorative cup. So I said that all wrong. gimme.
You don't get like the cauldron still then if you got the cup?
Well, I think like that is the commemorative cup type deal.
You can get that just drinking a regular.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say because I'd rather have
plastic.
The cauldron. Yeah.
Well, oh, so there you go. I can tell you about this. I went out drinking with a couple of buddies on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And checked out Philly. They had this weird bar out there called Uptown. Never seen it before. It was all Halloween themed and it was fucking awesome.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A lot of the decorations, they've just pretty much made themselves. Like the aliens from Alien, the Xenomorphs, they've pretty much just had like some weird black duct tape and they made the structure for it and then just taped the shit out of it. But it looked fucking cool.
Really?
They had a big old Godzilla. They had the Cyclops from Jason and the Argonauts. Like, it's a weird pool to have out there, but it's like, oh, I see you.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the clowns from Killer Clowns from Outer Space, a lot of Demogorgons. It looks like they made by hand.
Really?
Like the little dog ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they had mini carnival games and shit, but it was just like, they called it a beer garden. It was all served the same shit, but it was just like, oh, a bar over here, a bar over here, a bar over here. Like, I thought it was super cool.
Yeah, that does sound cool. Was it packed or?
No, we got there relatively early. Not a lot of people are drinking at like fucking 12:30 in the afternoon.
That early.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was supposed to be a day of drinking.
Yeah, so. And that's way better, I think. I mean, not day drinking, but like get there before everybody gets there.
Yeah, and check it out. Like, we got pictures and stuff because we got there. It was just me and my best friend, Kyle, and like we checked it out. And then we had to go grab the other dude from the garage. So, like, we went, we grabbed him, went back, and there was, like, you know, maybe 15, 20 people there. So, you could tell by 6 o'clock, like, you're probably not going to be able to move.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I know it's the city, but what's up with these fucking prices?
I know. Prices, I mean, it's just...
Well, here's my thing. They were like, they talked it up. You get a commemorative straw and cup. So, I'm thinking, like, all right, I'm at this Halloween bar. This is awesome.
Cup,
right. And then like we sit down before we ordered our drink and like the lady sitting next to us, it looked like a witch's leg. Like it kind of looked cool. Like, oh, I hope that's the cup. Order the shit. Comes out. It was like a Black Eagles cup with a plastic straw. And like, here's your cup.
Dang.
I just left it on the table.
You forgot his commemorative.
Yeah. Just what Eagles I want. Cup. The fucking cup. Cause it wasn't like even a big eagle sign on it. Because, like, I'm not a sports ball guy. We've been over this a million times.
Yep.
It was just, like, the little logo and then a logo of something else. And it didn't even say, like, Uptown Bar on it or anything.
That's what I thought it would have been when you were...
You would think. Like, why promote... It was on the fucking menu that it's, like, a special cup.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, what's the cup? Because I'll take that gamble.
Oh, yeah? You'd rather do it like a...
not know what the fuck it is?
Like a mystery box kind of thing?
Because it's more fun that way.
Yeah. But then it sucks when it's an Eagles cup that you don't want.
Yeah, but that's part of playing the game.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, I think I saw somebody on fentanyl. It was kind of wild.
Oh, yeah?
All right, so we're near a big-ass church there. I guess they have their own love sign where it's like the L-O-V-E and it's all red. People were taking pictures there. They had a food drive going. And it was just, I couldn't tell. It could have been a dude. It could have been a chick. Like, the hair was long in the face. Mm-hmm. Ass was out. Crotch was covered. Laying long ways from the parking meter to, like, the side little railing deal.
Oh, okay.
Just chilling.
Face down?
Nope. Dick up, if he had one.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just roasting in the sun. It was wild. Like, people were walking by. People were walking over him.
Jesus.
Just did not give a shit. I love how it went from, I don't know what the fuck it was, to, it's decidedly just a dude.
Yeah.
Well, because if you had a pussy, you could fuck to get more. I don't know.
I seen a video on, I guess somebody gave this kid, like, smelling salts.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, smelled it real, like, took in a big whiff, and he was, like, running around. He's like, what was that? Did you give me fentanyl?
Oh, Jesus. God, I couldn't imagine just being like, you know what? I want to be a zombie for the next day, please.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be something to it, though.
Oh, of course. I mean, you could say the same thing about meth, but are you trying it?
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to try it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to try the fentanyl, but even that, isn't it, like, most of the time, it just ends up in somebody's, like, coke or something. It's not really they want the fentanyl.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but, like, who the fuck is giving it away for free? I feel like it's almost the conversation of, oh, hey, you know, check your fucking candy for razor blades.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? It, like, it happened to somebody, and now we got to be aware of it. You know what I mean? I heard
that never happened, actually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Or even, like, oh, be careful. They might be giving these kids free drugs. Like, the fuck I am.
Oh, yeah.
These are mine.
I'm going to give them my gummies.
Yeah.
Like, and you're not even going to be there to see the...
Exactly, the aftermath of what it is. Yeah. Like, oh, I hope that mom had a really tough time after he ate all of his candy.
Yeah. He got sugar and THC. He's
and diabetes now. Yeah. But there it is. Hit it with the butter.
Oh.
Coming at you.
I don't know. What is this, like, wire is, like, hitting this patch or something. It keeps making a sound.
Oh. I thought you were over there, like, my nipple's all hard.
No, no. but to go back on the Christmas thing, like, do you don't like the Christmas movies or anything?
I don't, like I said, it all just feels fake. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. Call me traumatized.
That's what I was kind of getting at, too.
Because, like, I associate that holiday with a bunch of people being around that I want nothing the fuck to do with. You know what I mean? And I'm either going to somebody's house or they're coming to my fucking house. And you know I don't want them in my fucking house. You know I don't want to go to their fucking house. And then it's like, oh, what's that? You got me a gift card. Well, great. I didn't get you anything because I didn't expect to come here. And I didn't realize you were giving me a present. So thanks for this awkward exchange.
Yeah. Here's yours.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
Because just growing up, talking to different people and how they do shit. Like, what's a crazy tradition that you had for, like, Christmas?
Crazy?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have anything crazy, but, like, we would go... Christmas Eve was my dad's grandparents on my dad's side.
Then okay.
Christmas Day was my mom's, and then that's where everybody usually came.
Gotcha.
And we would just do, like, the exchange and stuff there, and then Christmas Day... Well, Christmas Day was, you know, at the house, obviously, and then my dad always did, like, a big breakfast in the morning, too, afterwards.
Mm.
So... Yeah, there was that, and then we would go to my grandparents, and then, you know, you got the rest of the, what's it called, off, so you get, you know, your video games or your bike or whatever, and then you had that week before you had to go back to school to be able to play with everything.
See, I remember some, like, good Christmases, but then it turns into, like, oh, now we got to go somewhere else. Like, I had to do a lot of traveling on Christmas, too.
Yeah, that does suck. But, I mean, like, I always figured it's one day, and then... As long as I didn't have school, it's almost like if I don't have to work. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's all right. I could do it tomorrow.
I don't know. I guess I just value my time.
Well, I do too, but, like, I know there's going to be more time.
Well, my whole thing is, like, if I got a PlayStation 5 on Christmas, like, that's what I want to do the rest of the fucking day.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to go see Aunt Tammy and be like, oh, hey, yeah, I am big. You know, like, yes.
Look at my hands.
What's that? You haven't seen me since I was 6? Yeah, well, I'm 7 now. That's how that works. If you don't see me for a year.
Yeah, we see you at Christmas every year, Aunt Tammy.
You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Oh, you made food? There's vegetables in it? Yeah, I'm not going to fucking eat it. You know?
Yeah, see, I get Halloween has just candy.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Go get some drinks, you know, see some tits.
Wait, what kind of Halloween are these?
Better than yours, yeah.
Creamy acre.
Yeah. Different kind of cream. Put it in your coffee. I don't know. Like, Halloween is just more of a hangout. You know what I mean? Like, right. the party you want to be at on a Saturday night versus, like, it's Christmas. Like, I had to associate it with God's time.
See, I didn't have that either.
Because
I got the good part of Christmas. Yeah.
Well, Christmas Eve was always a big thing because you had to go to church.
Yeah.
And so for us, we would leave church and then go to a family friend's house that was German in some aspect. And I guess they celebrate Christmas a day earlier than we do. So, like, they're already, like, balls deep into Christmas. And, like, you just show up and you're just like, hey, we're going to snack on some food and hang out for a little while. Like, when I was younger, they got me presents and, like, it was super cool and stuff. But just, like, getting older, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to your place after, you know, old church.
Yeah.
And it's like, pigs in a blanket. All right, can we go? Like, because it's just kind of like, yeah, they're doing exactly what I wanted on Christmas Day. Like, they got their video games or their toy or whatever. Like, they're doing their thing. They're just, like, ready for everybody to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm imposing.
Yeah. So, like, when you would go to somebody else's house, if they had, like, a PlayStation, would you try to play? Or did you, like, because you know how you are with yours?
Yeah, I chill out.
You wouldn't try to?
Like, if they offered it, then yeah. You know what I mean? Or, like, yeah. You want to play in rotation? Yeah. Like, I'm good with sharing. But yeah. I'm not going to demand, like, oh, is that the new Grand Theft Auto? Let me play for 5 minutes.
I want to make a guy. I always hated that. Like, somebody would come over to play. Mm-hmm. Can I start a new game? No, you're going to be here for 10 minutes.
Right. But they'll fucking do it, too.
Yeah.
Like, what? You went to the bathroom. I thought I had time. Yeah, for the fucking 45-minute cutscene that is the intro to the game.
Yeah, and you didn't even write your name in yet.
Like, there are certain games where it's just kind of like a, oh, I lost my guy. Do you want to play?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, back in the day, I mean, I'm probably sure there is now, but like Mario, back mm-hmm. in the day, you play that and like, all right.
Yeah,
but can you
imagine playing Odyssey and somebody being like, my turn?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, back in the old Mario was fine, but.
Yeah, it was good for like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like a good side scroller where you could just click in if you wanted to play.
Right, yeah.
But then it's like, all right, well, I have the good controller. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, You can use this one, but I can't promise that it'll work the same.
The A doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right, there's only A and B, so.
And then it'll be like, oh, this game sucks. Like, no, the controller sucks.
Yeah. Or like that, like the Turtles one, like if you pick, I think there's like certain Turtles you should be.
Right.
Like if you're, they're going to waste like a Donatello or something with the, he had the wooden thing.
The stick?
Yeah, the big stick.
Yeah.
Like that was always cool because it was easy. You had like the reach.
Yeah.
But if you're a Raphael or Michelangelo with the,
you got to be good at the breakouts, man.
Right, yeah. So, and then you're like, oh, man, this idiot's going to use up Donatello.
Or, oh, we share lives now. And it's like, yeah. Like, God damn, I had 99 lives. I'm down to 3. Stop.
Yeah.
That used to be, like, I feel like Xbox 360, PS3 era.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect for, like, if I had my own controller and I came over, like, plug me in real quick and then we're good to go.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you have that anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. The Switch kind of does it, but even that, like, even getting the controller on the thing sucks. I mean, you know, every time we do
right. And then I'll bring the regular controller. Like, mm-hmm. hold on, you got to finger fuck it first.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on.
Finger fucking. So, back to my costume. Have you seen it?
Yes.
I have. The ending, not the, I mean, I guess it's not the actual ending, but where you've seen it, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, when she drops the ball at the end, you know, when her sister runs her over at the,
I just know that they win. Like, I don't, I didn't put that much of it to memory. Like, I've seen it before for sure. Like, I know the dude pissed for a while.
Yeah.
Well, it was girls from like all over the country that kind of bust in, and then, Rosie O'Donnell's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Madonna's in there, but the two were sisters.
Okay,
the redhead and the other one, and then they were fighting, and then she got traded to the other team, which happened to be at the championship game. I don't know if it was okay. World Series end, but then see, I thought you watched it. So anyway,
a long time ago.
Yeah, the
I know there's a blonde in there somewhere.
Yeah, the younger sister runs her over, like back in the day, you could do that.
Okay.
And if they dropped the ball, they were safe. And the way they showed it, like, it looks like she dropped it on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, to let her sister win.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's ever been, like, said or anything. But I also hate that.
Right.
I don't want to, you know what
let
I mean?
Let me like, win because I won, not because you're giving this to me.
Yeah, but I meant, like, I also hate, like, that it's kind of, I don't know if it's, like, out there, like, if other people think that or if it's just me.
Oh, you got to check out Reddit, pal.
Yeah. I've never, I don't use Reddit.
I mean, it's great for tits.
Oh.
Now, I mean, I look up dump, like, if I want the real scoop,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, you can pretty much find a Reddit thread for that.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes, like, even for the Halloween Horror Nights, like, a game plan, they'll post a whole game plan on how to hit it all in one night, even without, like, a fast pass or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you just got to know what exactly you're looking for. Because 9 times out of 10, I Google search something, like, the 5th result is going to be a Reddit thread anyway.
Most of mine are the first one.
So I just downloaded the app.
Yeah. Because that every time, of course, you go on your phone, it's like, would you like to get the app or stay on, what do you guys have, Chrome?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, Safari is.
I gotcha. All right. Are you ready to change the subject into something fucking crazy?
Uh-oh.
You see about the whole alien spaceship deal?
I haven't seen any. I heard it was here tomorrow or something, but then I heard it's going behind the sun.
All right, I've heard so a bunch of different from shit. What I'm aware of, it was behind the sun. It should have popped out on the side today to try to use the gravitational pull to shoot itself into orbit closer to Mars.
And there, or is it not done yet?
I don't think so. Like, it's going to take a while. Yeah, you know, you figure this thing has been coming for, like, you know, thousands of years or some shit like that.
Oh, really? Is that what they're saying?
So they're saying there was a pulse that came out, like,
a few years
back, and that was them announcing their arrival. So then they tried to backtrack it. And, like, do you know how speed of light works?
What do you mean?
Like, essentially, us looking into space, you're seeing back in time.
We're seeing, like, those stars don't exist.
Exactly. Yeah. So they tracked the spaceship by looking back far enough.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. they could see that it has been on this path for a while, and now it's, like, coming here. But they scanned it. I don't know how the fuck you scan something out that far. Mm-hmm. But they said no alloys that have ever been used on Earth or, like, anything that we have. So, like, just crazy metals on that thing. And then it's hollow on the inside. So that's scary. That means there's room for storage.
Yeah.
I think that's how they determined it wasn't a meteor.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like these grids that are so many meters a fucking part. It's like, oh no, what could possibly be inside?
Yeah. Some, what is it? Dave told me somebody projected. You ever heard of somebody who can project?
Oh, like, astral projection?
Yeah. And then they said it was a bunch of lizard people.
Okay. I mean, I'm open for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, if it's coming, it's coming. So we'll find out.
I'm two-handed on this. Like, I'm thinking if there's absolutely nothing in there except for stuff, it'll be almost like a... I don't know what fucking movie it is, but essentially it's just eggs and sperm, and then the ship is going to, like, fertilize the eggs and then start replicating, like, some kind of people.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Or, like, imagine if the ship is all AI. Like, if we didn't put limiters on AI, I think we'd probably already be there. So if another fucking, like, race of people figured out how to create AI in its own right, and it's just constantly learning, who's to say it's not just a fucking giant self-sustainable robot?
Yeah. I mean, like, at this point, it could be anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Scary as fuck.
Have they said how big it is? I mean, I'm sure they have. It's just like, I don't know. Do they give you just...
I think it was something along the lines of like 5 football fields or something.
I was going to ask if they measured it by football field.
Yeah, something stupid. Yeah.
Well, you know, football field.
Yeah.
5 of them. Like, that. Why do they always do that?
Yo, look at my foot. But yeah, I'm just... I don't want it to be real, but I kind of want it to be real. But my whole thing is, if I'm going to fry, like, if you're going to take us out or whatever, can I get some answers first?
Yeah, I would like some answers. Maybe you learn after.
Well, I mean, then you go into a whole possible religious thing, but how can you believe in your religion at this point if that's real?
Yeah, well, Maybe that was made up.
Well, it's all fucking made up. You know what I mean? Like, it's all speculation. You don't ever fucking know until you know.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know about you, but, like, lately I've been more open-minded about stuff. As opposed to before, I was very closed-minded on, like, if this was, I'd be like, no, it's a fucking rock flying around. You know what I mean?
I get you. I feel like I've always been in the, I'm open to whatever the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just being raised in the church in that aspect. And then it's kind of like everything can be backtracked. Everything can be explained in one way or the other. Then you cross it over because, like, you look at Christianity and you compare it to whatever the fuck that the Egyptians believed in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You go the Egyptian route with it. You've got Ra and Set, the good guy, the bad guy, the sun, you know, the dark.
Yeah.
And then instead of him giving his only son, he comes down as the Pharaoh. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of themes that go through it. And then you can touch some Asian ones where it's just a painter and he's painting us on a canvas and we're living life through his picture. Mm. You know what I mean? It gets too crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It, like, then you look at shit like the Dead Sea Scrolls. And then they let AI look at that, where it's like that you go into the whole alien deal with the Anunnaki and how we're just a race of people that are slaves to fucking mine gold.
Yeah.
Because if it's them and they're coming back for their gold, then we're real fucked. Because, I mean, even if they try to take us with them and we go somewhere else, like, we're dead by the time we get there.
This isn't fun.
No. Welcome to the Debbie Downer podcast. Yeah,
what if they're bringing gifts for you on Christmas?
Yeah. They said, we are Santa Claus. I don't know. Like, what kind of, what would it take for you to trust them? Like, are you just trusting them right up? Like, say it's a spaceship. It lands. Aliens on it. They walk out. Number one, I don't think I trust our government to fucking deal with it one way or the other.
Right.
But what would it take for them to offer us in order to think that they're good?
I don't know. Because, I mean, most of the stuff you get is just from movies. When they come here, they're here to kill us. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what... Even, if they go to, Oh, I was wondering what I heard. Looking at you. What's that?
I'm burping.
If they go to, what's it called? Undiscovered tribe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they all just, like... They, like, start throwing spears at the
right.
Helicopters and shit. It's like, I guess that's us, pretty much.
It depends on how advanced they are. Like, if it's stuff that we can see in terms that we can apply to our everyday lives, then, yeah, we can understand it to a degree.
Yeah.
But, like, if they come out and, like, just start shooting a message in your head, imagine some shit like that?
Yeah.
My whole thing is, like, for the joke aspect of it, they just come, they land, and SNAP benefits are restored. But
they were here November 1st. That's good.
Yeah. Like, they land and then all of a sudden food for everyone. But, I'd be so scared because that spaceship could probably just wipe us out. Like, it was nothing anyway. Like, yeah. They wouldn't even have to come down here.
So this is kind of segue into the other couple of weeks ago. I was outside and I was high with Trish and I was just talking to her. I was like, you ever just contemplate life? Like, what is it? Like, what is worth it? You know what I mean? Somebody for me, they'd be like, oh, you have your kids, you raise your kids and, you make them. It's like, all right, well, what about somebody like you who doesn't want kids? You know what I mean? What is and then I started talking about what are you hearing?
I'm burping, man.
Oh,
I got bubbles in this drink. And I don't think people want me to go...
No, I just didn't I don't know. Last time I heard the burp...
I was blowing it away. I mean, I can blow it in your general direction. But,
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
But then I started talking about, people who've done, things in history, people remember. And I was like, but really? That's nothing. You know what I mean? Name something an invention or whatever. That
peanut butter or the
car, you know what I mean? Like, that was a great invention. Now,
what's his name? Last name's Ford. What's the first part?
Henry.
Is it Henry? I was thinking Harold
or
J. Ford, right? No, I know it's Donald J. Trump,
but I don't know. Why do you shut the door in my face? That's
Uh-oh.
We're getting in arguments.
Yeah, we are.
But now I lost track. Like if you've made, you know what I mean? Like you've made this great invention.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, obviously the first car isn't what's being driven now, but like it's back. What is it? I don't know. Either way, it's off of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then it gets better and better. But like the guy who did it, like nobody really.
Nah, nobody get. But think about how he lived in his time. Like the man's a god. He made it easier for everybody.
Yeah, but then.
Right.
And
but you were talking about accomplishment through life. Like you were right, saying.
But is that. Was that it then? Like if that's like the big accomplishment, I did it.
Right. The rest is all enjoyment.
Then that sucks for me because I work in a warehouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what's going to be my. He's like, well, you ever like have somebody be like, oh, yeah, my grandpa worked there until he died. That's mm-hmm. It's like, all right, that building doesn't. They don't even use it anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I worked for a butcher shop where they were just like, yeah, his dad died on the back steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. Like, you have to find your purpose from yourself. Like, it all comes from your perspective and what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, like you said, kids aren't in my future. Like, if it happens, it happens. But it's not like I'm like, oh, not let's try for something. You know what I mean? But in the same respect, it's just kind of like I live my life through doing shit and enjoying shit. You know what I mean? Like I did martial arts for almost 20 fucking years. Mm-hmm. I love to go skiing down fucking crazy ass mountains. I go to amusement parks and I push the limits as much as I can. You know what I mean? Like I'm not coordinated enough to be like an extreme sports guy, but I feel like I have the attitude for it.
Yeah.
When it comes to that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like trip some balls and go through a fucking haunted house and make it something for yourself versus sitting at home watching the same fucking TV show over and over again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like pick a Friday. I'll go to the fucking drive-in. I'll see two movies. You know what I mean? It's not the greatest fucking thing ever, but how many people can say that they've been to a drive-in?
Not me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, probably a lot of people, but it's rare.
They're not popular anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they're one of I don't know how many in the country alone.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't, like, you can Google one and it's only going to pop up around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think there's any other one close. Like, you're definitely going over state lines.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, you know what I mean? Go to a Comic-Con. Enjoy the time with the other people that also enjoy what you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go eat the food. Do the fun thing.
But then the food's expensive.
But so fucking what? Like, that's where you gotta
work more.
You're talking to a guy that went to Halloween Horror Nights and ate fucking ramen. All right. Like the cheapest of cheap food. I spent $15 on it, but it was hot Cheeto ramen with a big old scoop of meat. You know what I mean? Just to enjoy it. Like I go to a fucking sushi buffet. Like, I'm on the fucking, what the fuck are they? Zep-bound shots.
Oh,
and yeah. I'll eat till I puke and then eat some more just because I like to eat.
Like I need room.
As dumb as it sounds, like, I love to fucking eat food.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was so fucking fat. And now it's like, I can't eat food, so I got to find it somewhere else because I'll give it to the gym, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, starting back at the gym, we talked about it last week. I feel like my mental health is at an all-time high, even going a couple nights a week. Because it's like I'm accomplishing something.
Yeah, see, that's what I had when I think I need to do that too. Because there's like now when I just come home, it's just like there's, you know, you just sit here until you want to smoke and then you smoke. And then it's like, I got to go to bed. I got to go to work. At least when I went to the gym, it felt like, all right, at least you earned it now. You know, you went to work and then you went and worked out. And now you come home and you want to have a joint or whatever and just relax. And
that's the thing. Like you feel so much better about what you did. Like, because you got to remember, you went to work first.
Yeah.
Then you went to the gym. You've accomplished more than one thing in the day.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, like, you can eat whatever the fuck you want and not really have to worry about it unless you're trying to do a pint of ice cream.
Right, yeah.
You know? So, like, you can enjoy every bit of your day and absorb it in versus being like, all right, I came home, I smoked, now I feel bad about not doing shit. Let me go to bed a little depressed, and when I wake up, it's only going to be worse.
Yeah. But then, at the same time, my shoulder... Like, besides legs, and even the ab machine has, like, the one that you push out, like, you feel it in your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten to, it's really bad. So, I mean, I could...
Did you try something that wasn't the gym, though? Like, yoga? Like, imagine what you could accomplish with yoga. Maybe it is a stretching issue. You know what I mean? You got all kinds of ligaments and shit in there. Maybe it's a strength building thing to the point to where you can now lift.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it called? The Frosted Nugget is supposed to be doing some kind of thing.
So check it out. If you want me to go, I'll go.
Yeah, we can go. I mean, they haven't opened that side yet.
No, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, if it means getting out of the fucking house, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Because that's where I struggle with smoking. I will say that. It makes me a very lazy person, and I understand that that's part of the point.
Yeah. But like, I don't mind, like, as long as I don't have to drive, really, I don't care. Like, if we have to go somewhere, it's like, well, you drive, let me smoke, and then I'll have fun. You know what I mean?
But it's just one of those things, like, being able to cope with that to go do something just makes you feel better about what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the difference between going to the club, picking up a chick, and taking her home, or rubbing one out. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I don't think I talked to you about it yet. Did I tell you I got hit on for, like, the first time in forever when I was on vacation?
No.
Dude, it was wild. So, you know, being the fat dude, that shit never fucking happens. So,
you weren't always fat, though. I've seen pictures when, I think it was you and your girl first started dating.
Yeah, dude, that was freshman year of high school.
Okay, well, you weren't always fat, I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like, trying to help you out.
I gotcha. I don't know. I've just been always been a big guy. Like, me being under 200 pounds right now is, like, a fucking phenomenal thing for me, but I still feel like a fat ass. Like, it's just, I have
body. You think
it's
more of, like, the feeling? Like, you just feel that way because?
I wouldn't be surprised if I had body dysmorphia at some point. You know what I mean? Because, like, I was bulimic for a while. Like, I won't deny. Like, yeah, I was eating to throw up and just to make room to eat some more.
Oh, I thought that's like the opposite of bulimic. Well, I mean, it means you throw up, but don't they throw up because they don't want to eat that, right?
And
they
right. Well, that's the whole thing. So you eat the bigger portion first, throw it up, and then you eat the reasonable sized meal.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you just ate and then was like, I got
to
throw it up.
That's where, like, the anorexic people have it all wrong because you just try to make yourself throw up even though you didn't eat anything.
Oh.
That's where the bulimic is, like, way cooler because the whole point is you gorge yourself. It's essentially what they did back in the day or even, like, in the Hunger Games or whatever. Like, you eat until you're full, you make yourself throw up, and then you just eat something reasonable. But, like, it's a way to be like, oh, yeah, I had the McChicken and the large fry and a fucking McFlurry. Let me go throw it up. All right, now I had a McChicken and I'm good.
Hmm.
You know, it's a fucked up way to live, but hey. I forget where the fuck I was even going.
Oh, you were talking about your getting hit on.
Oh, all right. So we're in the hotel room. There's one bathroom and was it five? Yeah, five of us. So, letting them do their thing, I gotta pee so bad. I get out of the room, and I start walking up towards, like, the main lobby, because they got extra bathrooms everywhere.
Right.
Because we were staying right across from where the pool is, and there was a pool house. And, like, oh, sweet. You know what I mean? I'll just go pee in the pool house. It's right there. And some chick was out there, and she was like, can you help me get in here? I was like, yeah, sure. You just scan your, like, your key card doesn't work? What's up? She's like, no, it doesn't work. Look. And, like, she's scanning it, and, you know, when's the last time you done a hotel deal?
May.
Yeah. So
for,
like,
anniversary. We went
you ever see it? Like, sometimes it's the tap card. Sometimes it's the slide card. Yeah. Like, for the gate, it was the tap card and she's tapping it and it's turning yellow. I'm like, all right, that's weird. Whatever. Your night's probably over. Tap mine. It turns green, but they had it, the bolt locked. I'm like, oh, I guess it's not open yet. And it's supposed to open at 9:00. It's like 9:01 or whatever. I'm like, sorry, I couldn't help you. And I walk away. Go hit the bathroom on my way back. She's like, oh, hey, can you try this one for me? There was another gate and, like, oh, okay, whatever. Let her in. And she was like, hey, do you want to, like, hang out today? Like, I can't, sorry. You know, like, kind of doing the whole vacation thing. She's like, are you here by yourself? Cause, like, you can come hang out with me. I was just like, oh, that's thanks. Like, I feel great about it. I can't, though. Like, I'm here with my girl and her family. That'd be really fucking weird. Because, like, the worst part about it is, you know, like I said, everybody's doing their bathroom routine and shit. I haven't brushed my teeth yet. You know what I mean? I put a fucking hat on. She's like, yeah, you're not here by yourself? Like, how many people do you know that go fucking vacation by themselves? Yeah.
I mean, apparently her.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was an old key card. Like, seems like she wasn't supposed to be there. You're just letting her in.
Whatever. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, because she was looking for a room is what was going on.
Yeah.
She's but like, still, I need a room to stay in tonight.
Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
You know? Because I haven't been, like, anything weird like that, even, like, for a female interaction since that St. Patrick's Day where that hooker tried to pick me up. That was a wild one. Well, she just didn't know how to fucking do what she was doing. Because, like, we were standing out in front of a bar. You know what I mean? And she just comes up to me. And she's like, "Can I get a cigarette?" I'm like, "No, I don't have one to give you." "Well, your friend's smoking one."
Like, yeah, go ask my friend.
Go ask him. Yeah. You know? And then, what was there, a bunch of fucking rapists in there? You know, like, what are you saying, lady? I was just drinking in there. I came out here. My buddy's having a smoke. We're talking, and like, you're just being fucking weird. Get out of here. Can't go in there anyway. And like, just walked off.
Yes, he probably got kicked out.
Yeah. Calling everybody a rapist.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. That was St. Patty's Day. That wasn't even Halloween.
Yeah.
You ever do like a Halloween pub crawl type deal? Like bar to bar in a costume?
No. That does sound fun though. I never did a actual bar crawl. Like I went to a bar on St. Patty's Day, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I've done like the Renaissance Fair pub crawls, but you know... They own them all. It's all pretty much the same shit. It's just like, try these four beers and we'll sing you horny songs.
Are the bars look different at least?
Yeah. Like one's in a pirate ship. One's like
that's cool.
Down by throwing axes and stuff. Like they have themes, but you know, it's all from the same place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I bought the turkey leg at this place and not that one.
Oh, these ones were done.
Yeah. Oh, that's one I never got. Like, are you a turkey leg guy?
No, I don't. I never eat the turkey leg.
That is like the most disgusting food, and people are paying like $20 a leg to eat these fucking things. Like, you ever see, like, it's like a whisk on the inside with tendons. Like, who the fuck wants to eat that?
I don't know.
They're just like, what, $20? I'll take one.
I mean, when in Rome.
I get that, but like, all right, so here's an old school memory for you. The first time I was ever at Disney World, and my grandmother wanted one. And I remember them being $6, and I was just like, there's no fucking way we're spending $6 on a turkey leg, and she bought one, and now they're $20.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
And $6 was a lot when you were talking about it then.
Yeah. Well, that's back when they still had, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm old, man.
And I'm older.
Sorry. Fart. No.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, what was that? Was it just like...
It was pretty much just like a playground.
Everything was real big.
Yeah, and like you go like, in and it's like instead of walls, they're supposed to be giant blades of grass.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think we actually played because it was like me and my stepbrother. And like we're old enough that a playground would be cool, but there's fucking roller coasters. What are we doing?
Oh.
You know?
That seems like a cool theme, though.
Yeah, it would be great for like the dad who's got to entertain the kids because the mom wanted to go on the roller coaster with the older kid or something like that. But for me to be like, you know what? There's Splash Mountain and fucking Space Mountain and, you know, Mountain Gym over there. Let me go through the playground.
But you can pretend you're in really tall grass.
Yeah. Quick, get my picture. I don't know. That's one I've been trying to do a lot more recently is like take pictures when I go places.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized I do absolutely nothing with the pictures.
I know. Cause you don't post anything at all. Do you? Is your, like all your social media just sharing videos?
Pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying I'm keeping tabs on people, but like just to keep in connection with people.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And like, I want to upload stuff, but I feel like I'd get addicted do when it comes to like, oh my God. Cause I remember that feeling back in the day where it was like, okay, I've only been on Facebook for however long, it's my birthday. And then all of a sudden it was like, everybody said happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I've never had this kind of response to people before because I remember MySpace being the big thing.
When you would sign on and be like, you have 3 comments.
And right. And two. Dude, just the fucking rush that you get from that shit. Like it's too much to like, be so high on it and then it just completely drop off.
Yeah.
And then it's like the time I'm spending talking to this person, talking to that person, talking to this person, talking to that person. And like you're talking about absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's essentially all the same conversation, but like I want to see those notifications when I log back on. Yeah. You know? Like I remember doing the let me try to add everybody as a friend so that way I have more friends than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Did you put up you had MySpace, right?
Yeah.
Did you put up a pic and put, I got a new pic, go comment on it?
I think I've done that. Like, I remember doing the whole, like, oh, if you make me a code, I'll Photoshop you a photo. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Like, you remember how you could do, like, the HTML code and you could post it and it would, like, change your background completely?
Yeah.
Like, you would just trade favors. Like, once you figured out how to do it, then you were making backgrounds and, like, oh, I do need this picture Photoshop. Make it look like this. You know what I mean?
There would be ones you could just go on there and they would show the theme and you would just have to right click.
Yep.
And go to, what is it called? I don't know. Either way.
Some website. But, like, I remember they had one where it was, like, flames and skulls. Like, I'm so fucking cool. Yeah. Like, I'm one of 8 billion people that have this fucking... What's that? Self-Esteem by The Offspring is your song? Mine, too. But, yeah. I don't know. I miss MySpace.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too. I think it was... I remember when people were like, are you getting old? I was like, I don't need Facebook.
Right.
I was like, I have MySpace, but then that...
Facebook's for old people. Because that... Did you hear the rumor, too? Because from the beginning of them all being a thing, it was always like, Facebook is going to charge you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what... Where the fuck does that come from?
I don't know, because when they were selling the Facebook cards, but that was for, like, Farmville, like, all the games and shit on there.
Did you play when it first came out?
No.
That was another fucking thing. Oh,
because that was only PC. So I never... Like, I was never on a computer that much, but the phone, it's just different. Like, it's always on you, so...
I get you. See, that was back when I still had a flip phone.
Did you do the Farmville?
Yep. Oh, and, like, you got to poke people and, you know.
I hate every time I'd sign on, so-and-so poked you. I was like, I don't play this game. Yeah. I was like, stop trying to make me give you lives. Isn't that what it was? Like, you would get lives.
Well, you poke somebody to make them look at their notifications to be like, Jimmy sent you an orange pig.
Yeah. If you send him one back, you both get an extra life.
Yeah. Don't let the pig fall in the slop.
Yeah, I never did the Farmville, though. There was like, it was almost like a Diablo game. It was like a night game. I did play that on there.
Okay. Backyard Monsters was my shit.
Never played that.
You just pretty much, like, you gather resources and you use the resources to build stuff, then use the stuff that you built to make monsters, and then you throw them into somebody else's backyard.
Oh, really?
And then they fight. Yeah. Because the whole thing was, it takes some time to spawn. So, like, the better they are, the longer it takes for one to build up. And, like, they all have different weights and you need a bigger launcher to send them over, you know?
Oh, okay.
But you would want to attack the person that was just then building their monsters. So that way they couldn't retaliate right away. So you could keep doing your shit.
So you all played at the same time is what?
No, it was like a time-based thing. So, like, it's 8 o'clock for both of us. But it's like, all right, you got to go hit dinner. I know you're going to dinner. Let me throw my monsters in your backyard and take your resources. But then you'd get the shield because I attacked you, and then I couldn't attack you again. Hmm. They got a bunch of games like that. Backyard Monsters was just the one that stuck out.
Was that like the first of its?
No. There are plenty other ones. It was just the one that was like, yeah.
I like monsters.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the weird thing. You know what I mean? Like, I was a chat room kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, did the Omegle thing. Got to skip all the dicks. But
oh, you did that?
Yeah.
So was that always called that, or was it chat roulette?
There was chat roulette. There was Omegle.
Were you here when we were talking about that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, because we were just talking about that out by the fire one day. I don't know if you were here or not.
I don't think so. But it was just, like, that was a normal part of life. Like, it's Friday night. You got nothing going on. You didn't get invited to anything. Like, let me hop on.
You would just do it by yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Just hang out, you know what I mean? Find random people. I ended up talking to, like, 2 girls from Pennsylvania for forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then, like, the whole friend group fell apart. Like, it was a weird thing, but, like, we had plans to meet up, the whole deal, and, like, they would make fun of me for playing Backyard Monsters, you know? But, like, that's how fucking into it I was.
Yeah.
But now it's just all dicks. Like, what's the point? Like, if I wanted to watch some dudes jerk off, I just would, you know?
I never got on there. I thought it'd be funny to do it with friends.
Well, the whole thing is, like, you want to see tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember being at a sleepover, and it was just one of those weird nights where you're like, all right, what's the craziest shit you can get? And then you put in, like, emo girl who cuts. And, like, you could do, like, you remember the little subsections to where, like, if other people also like this, they're the only people that pop up.
Oh, no. I never did that.
Oh. Well, yeah, we got to that point, and, like, we were about to convince this one girl to cut herself on the camera, and my buddy turned it off. I'm just like, what are you doing? That was the whole point of this fucking thing we're doing.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you make up your own weird fun.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we played Manhunt. That was fun, too.
Oh, yeah, we played Manhunt.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much, it's hide and seek, right?
Yeah, but on steroids.
Yeah. And you always had to play at night.
Mm-hmm. But, like, we took it to the extreme where it was like, no, you have to drag me back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you actually had to bring them back like it was a...
Sometimes. You know what I mean? It depended on the group and who was there and, like, if girls were there that time. And then it was just like, oh, just touch us. You know.
Just tag us.
Just finger fuck me on the trampoline. fun times, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm old.
Yeah.
I don't get to finger fuck anybody.
Wait, I had a couple things I wanted to bring up. So, have you been paying attention to the YouTube shorts that we've been posting? Like, it's the same as the TikToks and stuff.
Yeah, I've been watching them on the TikTok because I'll get a random comment here or like a follow from somebody watching it.
Oh, okay. Because have you seen any bad comments?
No, I haven't seen any comments other than like, I like this.
Oh, just like a like or an actual comment that said, I like this.
Just like a like or whatever.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say,
like, I'm not internet people.
No, because we got one on. So I think we were talking about Charlie Kirk when we were talking about the anti-college thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And somebody wrote on there, I'm not taking advice from somebody with a septum ring or something like that.
Whatever. Fuck them.
Damn. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, the comments, because I know everybody always talks about that.
Yeah.
Then I was like, shit, what are they going to say about me?
Probably nothing. Like, I'm the easy target. Look at his fucking fat ass hands. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not here to give you life advice.
Right,
I'm here to entertain.
Like, it was more of, like, who is that? You know what I mean? But it was just like, I never thought about that. Like, I was just like,
see, that's the thing. Like, they can say whatever the fuck they want. I'm not going to go kill myself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, if I was going to kill myself, I'm killing myself for me.
It's not because of you. I forget what the guy's name was, but it was, I just thought about it. I was like, oh.
Well, that's the thing. It's probably some dude named Thongmaster 45. You know what I mean?
Thongmaster.
Yeah, it's always somebody stupid. Because, like, that's one of my favorite things is when they do the call-outs on TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, somebody posts a video, and then they go to the comments, and then they show what the comment is, and then the person who posted them is just like, who the fuck was that? You know? Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, have you ever left a YouTube comment?
Fuck no, dude. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want my input, I would know you and I'd talk to you.
Yeah. Because I know, like, in most of the videos you're going to watch are going to have a bunch of comments anyway.
Right. Like, I'll go to the comments for the funny shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or when it's like, when you finally realize, and like, what the fuck am I missing? And then they're like, oh, yeah, check the bottom left corner.
Yeah. I always hate that. It was when there is, like, when you see it, don't say anything. And I'd be looking, I was like, I feel like there's nothing here. And then you go to the comments and they're like, there's nothing. And then it's just like a thing where they made it to waste
your
time. It's
just a modern version of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I lost the game. You said the game. I thought it was about the game. I'm losing. Yeah. That was one I never understood.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that was the whole thing? Like, you would just go up to somebody and be like, I lost the game. And the whole point of the game is to not think about the game. So whenever somebody says they lost the game, then you're automatically thinking about the game. Then you make everybody lose around you. It was just a dumb wasting time.
So the actual game was to not think about the game?
Yeah.
And then, you just have to, I didn't think about it.
Well, but that's the whole thing. The second I say I lost the game, you're then thinking about the game you know what I mean? It's like, you can't win.
Right.
Yeah. Because around that same time was the whole, like, the hand gesture thing here, but, like, depended on the rules of who.
What was your rules?
It had to be
under the waist, right?
Right. Below the belt. If you look, it was, one punch, but if you flinched, you got two more. And then if you could somehow go back to finger fucking
and break
the circle, then you could punch them.
Yeah. That was a dumb game.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's weird that everybody played that.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, where the fuck did it come from?
Yeah. Somebody had to have done, like, somebody did that and then were like, all right, I looked at it. Well, I get to punch you now.
Okay. So that's a good one. What did you call knocking on the door and running away?
Ding dong ditch.
Okay. That's exactly what I called it. Apparently there's worse names for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you ever play Fumble Rumble?
Nope.
Oh no.
What is that?
Smear the Queer is what the other,
I've heard that, but I still don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, so Fumble Rumble is just you get a football, a bunch of your friends to play, and then you throw the football. Whoever catches it has to try to run to the end zone. If somebody tackles him, then they throw it up, and then somebody else catches it.
Yeah, never.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're not a sports ball guy at all, huh?
Well, I mean, I played stupid games. Like, wall ball was a great one.
Yeah, wall ball was fun.
And then, essentially, it was just a bigger version of catch, but there would be one guy that threw the ball into a crowd of people.
Oh.
And, like, you would want to be the one that caught the ball and ran to the guy, because then the guy had to run back, and then you got to throw the ball.
Wait, isn't that wall ball?
No, it's, like, with a football.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ever play rundown?
What's that?
It's, so you know what a rundown is in baseball?
Nope.
So, if you're in between two bases, and you try to go back, you know, like, they're chase you with the ball and then throw it to the other dude, and then they're trying to come back.
Okay.
So, that was...
just free suicides, essentially. Yeah,
pretty much. And then if somebody dropped the ball or whatever, then you could make it to the other side.
Yeah, I remember playing old Cops and Robbers.
Yeah, Cops and Robbers is always a good one.
We got in a lot of trouble with that one a bunch of times.
People, I always wanted to, everybody wanted to be the robber, right?
Yeah. Well, it was always like the bigger chick that would like grab, say I had to wear uniforms in school. So it was like, oh shit, she grabbed me by my collar and popped a fucking button. There's a fucking $40 shirt. In the early 2000s.
In the early 2000s.
Here in the year early 2000s.
That was a little Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. You don't know who I am. I could be a snake a snake.
Yeah, you just, now you look like something from Star Wars, because now you don't have the hood up.
This is not the boner you're looking for. I don't know. The sunglasses do it for me.
You like the sunglasses?
I do.
It goes with your sneaky snakey?
A little bit. Not at all, but, you know. It makes me feel better about me. That's the last fucking comment I need. He's cross-eyed, you know.
The last thing I put up was you just wearing your glasses.
Yeah.
So, how many did you do without sunglasses?
Not a lot.
The first one, maybe three? Because I think I'm working my way back. Going backwards, and I think we're at episode 3 now.
Okay.
So maybe 1, 2, and 3? I don't remember.
Possibly. I don't know. They're my safety blanket.
Is it?
I don't know. It just makes me feel better about it. You know what I mean? Because, like, especially looking forward towards you or whatever. Yeah,
well,
you
it's
know?
Hard because now I just see a mirror image of me looking at
you. I gotcha.
So well, they're the knockaround ones that kind of look like my 420 ones.
Yes, sir. I mean, these ones are just comfortable. Like, it's the weird acrylic gel shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they fall off? Like, you ever have them on a hat?
I usually just do, like, the behind the head on the ears in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay. Do they? Because on the hat, like, the ones I have, the cheaper ones fall off.
Not usually.
Oh, because a good pair I have by them, they stay on. But, like, I'll just look down and the whole thing just
Yeah, falls. So I have, like, these kinds where it's, like, almost the Funko Pop vinyl feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the other ones where they are more of a gel. I like these ones better, and I think I only have two pairs of these.
Oh, and they're like, the more expensive ones?
I think they're all the same price, because it was like a build-your-own for X amount of dollars, because like I have a whole rack full of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they all came with like the little bags and stuff. The big ones I wanted were the Shark Week glasses.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The new ones they had this year were pretty cool. They did tiger sharks, and they were like an orangish-yellow, like... I wanted them, but how many sunglasses can you really have?
You can have as many as you want.
I know, but what's the point?
I like having one in the car and one for when I'm here if I need to do anything outside. You know what I mean? Like if I go outside, like to have a thing at the table or something just to run out.
I don't know. I don't like to match a lot, but I do like my sunglasses to at least match something on me.
Oh, okay.
So like if I'm wearing the orange hat with like the orange little flex in the shoes, I'll wear the orange pair of sunglasses.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I'll do, like, red with red or whatever.
So then you got to get a lot of sunglasses then.
I mean, I have a lot already.
Oh. Well, you said how many can you have, so if you want to match up.
I don't know. It's just, like, because I tried to get in the cologne game for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and I like it. It's just fucking expensive.
Yeah. I don't. I used to when I was younger, but.
That's... When did Axe stop being enough? You know what I mean? Because I feel like. Not that I'm around a lot of girls, but like if I were to just wear Axe every day, somebody would say something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like
people... What are you, a teenage boy?
Yeah, who wore Axe was... They always did it too much.
Yeah, because I do, just like the commercial says, the double pits to chesty. You know?
But it just seemed like people were doing it just in circles, and mm-hmm. then I forgot about the double pits to chesty.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like half the scents.
Yeah. Is that not a thing anymore?
No, it is. Like, they're still putting out more. It's just, like, I guess I make myself feel bad for wanting to wear it. Because, like, even with my girl, she's like, wow, you smell like teenage angst. And it's just kind of like, I'm sorry that this was inexpensive enough that I could wear a lot of it whenever I feel like.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've got a body spray from Bath & Body Works for men. But,
That's good.
Yeah. They don't make the fucking scents I like anymore. Like, Mahogany Woods was my favorite.
Yeah.
And they don't make that anymore. And now it's like, Noir, do you want to smell like underballs or overballs?
I hate the scents that don't even...
Well, how many things need to smell like water that don't smell like water when water doesn't smell like shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's cool water. It's warm water. It's hot water.
Boiling water.
Hot dog flavored water. But, like, I want to smell good, but I don't want to be like, I just walked straight out of Hollister.
Yeah.
Although they did have one. So I bought, like, the sample pack of, like, the little testers. But there was, Hollister, like, 15 of them. And one of them was a Hollister one. It was, The Wave or something like that. Or New Wave or I don't know. That smelled pretty good. But it's just, like, one of those things, like, I think I'd rather smell like Axe than the Hollister store.
Yeah.
But then again, the Hollister store doesn't smell like that. So it's kind of like, but Versace Eros, that's another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But $90 for like the small one.
See, that's too much.
That's what I'm saying.
That is way too much. I used to do the old Adidas Moves from Walmart.
Oh, yeah. $20 for the box set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do put the box set out. But the one little guy was a good one. The spray was, I think it was Aqua something.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is water.
Aqua Balls.
Aqua Wave.
But, yeah, I want something catered to me that, like, if I spray it on me, like, you smell something pleasant. That's all.
Yeah.
And I also want to find it pleasant. Because, like, that's where I feel like it's hard for me for colognes, because I like something a little on the sweet end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not big on the musk. Do you like the musk?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know. I liked, what the fuck was it? Was it Bod? I don't think it was Bod.
There was one.
I know Bod. There's, but that was more of the spray. I'm talking more of like an Axe.
Oh, like an aerosol kind of thing?
Yeah.
Because Bod was like a pump.
Right. I'm talking more, because I remember like you could click the top and it would spray and there was like a purple one and it smelled amazing. And
it wasn't the Old Spice, was it?
No, I don't. So who do you think Old Spice is targeted for?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Like, what do you think their demographic is?
I have no idea.
Well, all right. I'm not trying to be racist about it.
That's
but
why I didn't want to say.
I got you. Oh, so then you're.
I don't know anything.
Is it not Old Spice is more of a black guy thing than it is a white guy thing?
Is it just because of the commercial?
I don't think so. Like, my stepdad's black. He's an Old Spice guy. You know what I mean? Like, talking, or like, you don't even have to talk to most people. Like, if they wear Old Spice, you can smell it on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it's an overwhelming, overpowerful kind of scent on everything that they do. But I don't know any white guys that use it.
Yeah. Maybe Axe was the white guy one.
It could be.
That's what it seems like.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know any black guys that use Axe.
What about grandparents? Were like your grandpa? Did it?
Armor All. Yeah.
Wait, like the stuff that cleans the cars?
Or what? It's the Arm & Hammer. Is that what it is? Yeah. It was like the baking powder.
Oh, that's just, they make a deodorant, or they made a cologne too?
Oh, you're talking cologne? Oh no, my grandfather had like the shit. Like, he had a whole like cabinet full of it.
Oh,
and then
really?
He had a second cabinet, because like we had a, like, pretty much the house bathroom, and then they had one attached to their
bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was stuff in each of it. But, like, they would go from anything to, you know what I mean, Davidoff Cool Water to, like, I think there was Black Suede in there. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, some of them you like, some of them you don't like. That was a common, back to Christmas gift for him was, you know, some form of cologne. And, like, he had a lot of it. It's just, I want it. I don't want to spend $90 on it.
Right.
And to ask for that as a gift. It's just kind of like, hey, can you help me smell better for Christmas, please?
And then you're going to get the gift package of...
Yeah.
But Brute was the one I was thinking of. Have you heard of Brute? Like, back in the day, that was like the big one, I think.
No, I don't think I have.
I might have just made it up.
But. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, there's just so many scents.
Yeah. That is,
I remember they would go to Cowtown, like my grandmother and grandfather, and they would try to find the equivalent scents to see if it was good enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to try to get a cheaper version of...
Yeah, because I remember there was a scent called Happy, I think, and then you could go to Cowtown and get Happy Days, and it was damn near the same thing.
Oh. So you got a little bit of your grandpop, and you want the smelly good stuff, and you even take the cheaper version of it?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it smells good, I don't care. Because I don't know what the fuck it is, but there's this one cologne that everybody seems to be wearing now. Like, I had one of the samplers, I just can't remember what the fuck scent it was, but it reminds me of Axe's Excite, like the pink one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't stand the smell. Like, it's so... Everybody wearing it has put such a strain on my nose that I can't sniff it in anymore. Like, it almost, like, my brain stops my nose from sniffing in anymore because it's like, we don't like this smell.
Yeah, so we're just going to block it out.
Right, because I remember it being a good smell, and now it's just like, oh my fucking God.
Hmm.
I don't know. As long as... Do you ever walk past a girl who thinks she's got on really good perfume and it smells like cat pee?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah, that is the worst. But you said, though, you like the one smell, though. And it still smells the same to you, just you don't like it now?
Right. Like, it now, like, it's almost, imagine you were cooking some hash browns and, like, you smelled them fresh out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started to burn just a little bit. So now all you can smell is that burnt smell.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I can't get that burnt smell out of my nose when it comes through. Because it's the kind that, like, somebody walked through the hallway 5 minutes ago and you're just walking into it, it's going
to
hit you.
Yeah, like, you could find them, like, if you had to go search for them.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm the search dog.
Yeah.
I'm a hound dog. But, I want something cool for me.
Yeah.
You know? Because I have the, I don't know what the fuck it is even called, but it's like something bergamot.
Bergamot?
Yeah, it's just the scent, but it was like a Bath and Body Works deal for men. but that's the thing, liking the light scents, they're always like, do you like cucumber? Like, no, yeah. I don't want fucking cucumber. I don't want to smell like a salad.
Yeah.
Give me eau de onion, you know?
Onion.
Onion.
I don't know. Do they have a cucumber one? Bath and Body Works does sound like they have a cucumber
one. Yeah. Like, sometimes I just wish I could, like, wear one of their candles, you know?
Yeah. That's a little overwhelming, too, sometimes, the candles and stuff.
It depends. Like, I'm going to get real nerdy about scents right now, but that Black Cherry Merlot is fucking awesome. You ever smell it?
No.
It's just like a really deep cherry scent, you know what I mean? And it's just so good. There's a couple scents they have that I'm just like, yo.
We're old Yankee Candle people over here.
Okay. They had Fruit Punch for like 1 year, and that was my favorite smell they've ever put out, and then they discontinued it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had the Bacon Candle for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we had a Mashed Potato one before.
Mm. See, those ones are good if you're not in the room with them.
Yeah.
Like, if you can put that in the back corner of a room somewhere and, like, be a room over, it smells phenomenal. But if you're on top of that, you're just like, oh, my God, what is this? You remember, do you ever have the leather one?
Yeah, I used to have leather Scentsy.
Yeah,
so like out here, I thought it worked. It was nice.
See, I'm not a leather fan.
No.
Mm-mm. The fresh cut grass, like that's another one I'm out on.
Like, I like the actual scent of it, not like the.
And I think they have a beer scented one too. Like, I just feel like that would be bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to smell beer. Like, what's wrong with Timmy? His dad's a drunk.
Yeah. No, we just lit a candle. Yeah, I don't know. Is there an actual beer one?
I believe there is. It might not be Yankee Candle, but I can guarantee you there's a beer-scented candle somewhere. Yeah. It's an IPA. God, that's the worst. Like, even going out drinking, like, the amount of IPAs that are out there is just, why?
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be an IPA now? Why can't you make good sour?
Yeah, that's what I always go for, because I don't... I don't think I like the hops. Like, yeah, that's right. It's like, this one's really hoppy.
Well, now
this
they're doing the crossovers where it's like, it's a sour gauze. Like, no, give me a sour. Don't call it some other shit. Like, does it taste close to vinegar or not? Oh, that was the worst. So I did have like a, I don't even know what the fuck it was called, but it was just like an apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it went bad or not, but like, I like a good sour. That was vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like when you can feel it on your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave brought over a apple cider THC drink.
Okay.
That was really good.
I bet. I do like a good... Now, are you a cold or a hot apple cider guy?
I'm both.
Okay.
I think I prefer the hot,
mm-hmm.
but I'll drink it. We have a gallon in there
okay.
of cold.
Yeah, I mean, I'll... Like, you're talking, I got a little too baked. I woke up at 2 o'clock. I need my string cheese. Like, I'm going to town on some cold cider.
Yeah.
But if we're, like, winding down for the night, I want that glass of hot apple cider.
Yeah.
Now, do you do, like, the cinnamon and everything inside?
No, I probably should, but...
Now, do you shake it?
The cold one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the bottom is...
I forget to shake it sometimes, and then you're just like, oh, what is this? It's Where's my water. Strainer?
It's all chilling at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like... I don't know. I haven't gone to a pumpkin patch in forever. Is that still a thing?
Probably, but...
What's the point? Like, you pick out your pumpkin, and then you murder it? Is that what it's... Like, is that the whole thing?
I guess pretty much. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I carved a pumpkin.
No. It came up not too long ago. We haven't done it in a while.
See, either. I don't get anything out of arts and crafts.
No?
Nothing.
You don't like to... I mean, I was never really big into carving pumpkins, but I've done it a couple times. But I thought, like, if I was good at it and I made something cool, that would be...
See, the only thing I feel that way about is, like, drawing.
Yeah.
And...
That's kind of like drawing on a pumpkin.
But I can't draw. So, yeah, I mean, well, I'm even worse at a pumpkin carving.
You wouldn't even get, like, a stencil and...
I would try, but it's not gonna... It just, it doesn't... I don't enjoy it, so therefore, I'm bad at it because I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about, like, painting a pumpkin?
I'm out on that, too. Because, like, I'm not gonna make anything... The picture in my brain is never going to end up on the pumpkin.
No.
Like a paint and sip, like where they give you instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll be the guy where it was like, all right, we're drawing this cheese board. Like, what? Why is yours all brown? Like, it all mixed together. I don't know.
There is sometimes where, like, I see people who do that. Mm-hmm. And they go, here's my picture. I was like, wow, that's really good. I know mine would be awful.
Right.
Or you ever see the one where they do the couples where they draw each other?
I'm going to draw you, and it's the stick figure. Like, that would be me.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow, that kind of looks like me, and here's you. It's
because, like, if I really tried and I made something that kind of looked like you, you're just going to be 10 times more offended. So here's a stick figure.
Yep.
You ever see the ones that go to, like, the beach towns and shit, and they do the caricatures?
Yeah.
And they're just rude as fuck.
Yeah. I think there was, like, one dude who purposely, like, they went there to get, like, a rude one.
Gotcha.
Like, they would have, like, the girl's teeth, she'd be smiling, and he'd make them huge or whatever.
And then, like, the dude's coming out in the gap in the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I wouldn't, like, you know they're paying big money for that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you would have to because, like, how long does it take to do that? Have you ever got yours done?
Never.
Yeah, I never did it either.
Like, I just feel like, because where do you see them? Where there's other shit to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't go to the amusement park to play the fucking claw machines. I'll go down to the beach to play the claw machines because I don't like the beach.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of like, what am I here to do? I don't know. That bothers me. It might be a form of autism. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, all right. So if you planned a trip, and like, let's just say the trip was the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean? If your kid brought a drone and he wasn't even flying it like around the Grand Canyon, he was just like flying it around the car and like the whole thing he was excited about was flying the drone and not going to the Grand Canyon. Wouldn't that piss you off a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's where I am with it.
And so like fly the drone in the canyon.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably won't let you. But
I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
You know? But like I don't know. Like it bothers me when I'm, like if we're all going out to dinner together and you're just like, I want a drink. Like, all right, well, you order something to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're making me feel awkward because this lady keeps looking at me every time you don't order something. Yeah. I'm just weird about shit.
Yeah.
I want to be in control.
I mean, if you're going out to do that, then you should.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, people talk about going on vacation and then they're like, I'm going to hang out by the pool. Like, that's not what I consider to be vacation.
Yeah. But I mean, some people like a relaxing vacation. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be a week off of work, essentially. And then
I get that. And if we're going to hang out by the pool, that's one thing. But like, I didn't go to the pool once for my week of vacation.
No.
No, I mean,
did anybody else go or?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. But, well, I mean, where you were vacationing at had
more shit to do,
yeah.
You know, but it's just like, I wanted to go to Volcano Bay, which is their whole like water park, but that was some horseshit. Did we talk about this yet?
I'm not sure.
All right. So my nose keeps itching every fucking podcast. I'm just like, let me pick my nose. Hold on. Volcano Bay being their water park, they started doing a open at night type deal. For an extra charge.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
Take my cups. But I need some kind of action aspect to it. Because, like, there's always a time to hang out and chill. But, like, I don't feel like vacation is it.
Yeah.
Because I want to do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is the time I don't normally have to do other stuff. So let me do what I'm doing.
Right, because I don't have to work for a week or whatever, so I'm going to go out and do the stuff I want to do.
Because I feel like hanging out by the pool is like, I work today, now let me hang out by the pool. You know what I mean? Or I'm off tomorrow, let me enjoy the time I have to relax now, and then tomorrow I have something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we never actually went out and hung out at the pool, but like, we have the one at the campground, there's a pool there, and like, sometimes you get back from the beach and it's like, the kids want it still... want to do something.
Yeah.
So you can go to the pool and then we'll go down there too or whatever, but it's not like, I don't know, if it's at somebody's house too is different.
Yeah.
Like, we go to my mom and dad's and they got a pool, so that's a little different. You know what I mean?
Like, I get
as opposed to going.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you went over to my mom and pop-up's house and you want to get in the pool.
Yeah. What about hot tubs?
I'm iffy on them. I mean, it's a lot of germs. Who else is in there?
I mean, if it's a... You ever have an in-the-room hot tub?
Yep.
Did you use that?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you like it?
Oh, it was just me and my girl.
Yeah,
Cove Haven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. We went there.
And we even had, like, our own pool.
In the room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was attached to the side. Like, you would have to open the pool door to get to, like, the fireplace. So light the fire in the pool room, then it gets all toasty. And,
oh, that's cool. So you got the... whatever the top tier one was.
Whatever was on Groupon.
Oh, okay. Because we got like the middle tier, I think. We got the heart-shaped.
Got one of those.
Yeah.
I got the circle bed. Did you get a circle bed?
Yeah.
Yep. And like I said, there was just a pool in the room.
Oh, yeah. They had pools, public pools there too, indoors, that we could have went to. We never did. There was a big hot tub in there, but the tub was like the jets and everything.
Yeah, too. See, like I'll go in with a... few people if it's something like that, but like we used to go to this place called the Colonies, and they would have a waterfall in the hot tub.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Like sitting under that was fucking awesome. I wouldn't give a shit who was in there.
Oh yeah.
But you know, like we went this year, I forget, it's like Kingsgate by Wingdom, and they have the hot tub, but it's just kind of like sitting in there with people you wouldn't ever associate with.
Yeah.
And then you got, like, the kids that are running in, running out. Like, let's go in the hot tub and get really hot and then jump in the pool and get really cold and then go and, like, get hypothermia and die, you motherfucker.
It always goes back to the kids.
Wow. They ruined my time. That's why I don't want any. This world's for me. I don't know. I do like a good hot tub, but when you start getting in, like, this is my personal hot tub... like, then I start getting skeezy.
Oh, so if, like, her mom's house used to have a hot tub, so you wouldn't be...
It wouldn't be, like, let's get in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I always think, like, what's floating in there?
Oh. It was always, like, in the wintertime we would go out there. It was fun. Like, you bring beer out there and whatever. Going in sucks.
I bet. Well, that's the thing. I feel like you live a way more family-oriented life.
Yeah. We are, like, kind of opposites.
Yeah. Where I live, like, is that cum floating in there? You know what I mean? Or, like, Jesus Christ, Barbara, how'd you get a whole chunk of hair out? You know? I do have a lot of, you know, like bachelor-esque friends
that
probably aren't going to have kids. Yeah, like I got at least a good handful of them. You know what I mean? It is a very, I feel like it's a much more immature life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's fun.
Right, yeah.
Because, like, how often can you just be like, hey, five guys, show up here and let's do some dumb shit?
Not the dumb shit part, but we can get people over. I mean, they're older now, too.
But I mean, like, if you wanted to invite four friends to Great Wolf Lodge.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, right. Hey, you want to live that part of your childhood you never had?
Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, I could invite people to go to, like, Universal if I wanted to, mm-hmm. and they'd probably just split the other room and go down. You know what I mean? Because, like, they just don't have the responsibility of something keeping them where they need to be.
Right.
It's a cool time, though. You do crazier shit, I feel like.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, just random Friday. Like, hey, you want to go do this haunted house? Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you said you do crazy, I thought you meant me. I was like,
No. I mean, just like,
yeah.
The idea of not having kids and then having friends that also don't have kids.
Yeah. Are you like a big plan guy? Like, we're doing this on Saturday kind of thing?
I like to be. You know what I mean? Like, I like to have my weekend or like pretty much all my time mapped out essentially, but it's not like, all right, take 5 minutes to take a poop. You know what I mean? Right. But it's like,
today we're going to do this or whatever.
Like, today was, all right, I know I got to work. If I get food in, I get food in, but I know I got the podcast tonight. But like you talked about, like we rock band after here. Like I just planned on not today because I got to go get food. I got to go check on her, check the school work. You know what I mean? Like there's other shit to do, but it's just kind of like at least a generality of a plan. Mm-hmm. But like a big thing that gets me is timing. So it's like, all right, if we have a movie at 4 o'clock, like I want to leave by 3. And mm-hmm. if we're not in the car by 3, then I start to lose my shit.
Oh.
You know, because it's like, oh, there's 15 minutes of previews. Like, I don't care. I paid for the movie. It starts at 4 o'clock. I want to be there for, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, I want to get everything I can possibly get out of it.
Yeah. And if I'm going to go, I'm going to get my stuff before and I don't want to miss
anything.
Because, I mean, depends on what you're watching. Like, the previews might have something
that you want to see and you're like, oh, I got to fucking figure out how to get to this.
How quick do they put those trailers out now, though?
I mean, I feel like you get more from the movie theater than you do like a TikTok.
Yeah.
Because I feel like TikTok, you get the same three movies where
whenever
you go to the movie theater and like there's three other ones that you haven't seen. Because what's the big one right now? The Predator thing. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're going to see that everywhere. What am I not going to see? Because I don't know if we talked about it last time, but I see movies when I go on vacation too.
Mm-hmm.
And like I saw Black Phone 2 and Strangers Part 2. And I had seen the preview for Bone Lake, but they were playing it at the same time. Just crazy hour. It was either way early in the morning or way too late at night.
Oh.
But it's just kind of like, I'd rather you give me previews for other movies that are still playing too. Because then I can go see them. I don't have to sit there and be like, I wonder how good that's going to be. Or I can't wait till that comes out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a smarter business model. Because, like, you can give me, that's what I feel like it should be, like, where they do the newbies with Maria Menounos or whatever the fuck her name is. Like, show me the shit that's coming out later. And then when I hit the previews, show me the other shit you're playing that might also interest me.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, I think the movie Him is a good example. Where it's like, all right, this is so weird and out there. But if I see the poster for it, not going to check it out. If you start playing me the preview on something, I'm probably just going to skip it. So, like, now I'm in the movie theater. I have to watch this for the next movie to pop up. You can catch my eye now.
Yeah. And if you sell it to me, then I'll go watch it.
Exactly. Versus, like, oh, it's a commercial. When's this out? It's been out for 3 months. Like, oh, they only have the 12:45 a.m. showing.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's what it was you were talking about. Oh, okay. I forgot because, like, once a movie's kind of leaving, they're like, we're still put a couple
exactly
showings in there, but it's not going to be like the new movie.
Because I want to see, like, all right, oh, it's the new Conjuring movie out. Like, I didn't see the preview for it yet. Show me the preview while I'm at the movies, and I might leave this movie and go see that one. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm not stealing them or anything, but, like, right, yeah. I'll do multiple movies in a day. It doesn't bother me. Yeah. Like, especially when it was $5 Tuesdays. I think I saw three in one day.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Every Tuesday, I think.
And I'm going it was the greatest this. Fucking thing ever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I do hate having to, like, when you see a movie, oh, I want to watch that. And it's like, well, it's in theaters. So then you're like, all right, well, how long? Before streaming, it was like, how long till DVD? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and then there was always that gap between it's not in the movies no more and it's not on DVD yet.
So and that's the thing. Like, it's either you pay for the fucking movie now or you do wait that giant gap.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bit too much for me. For it, because, like, what was the one? Thunderbolts. Like, it had been out of theaters for, like, 2 months. And they're like, now, next month, coming to streaming. Like, what? Why are you announcing that? Just put it on the fucking platform. It's what I pay you for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't buy Disney Plus because I want the new Mickey Mouse to come out. Yeah. You know?
They were doing the, we were watching something on HBO and they kept showing the Dairy, Welcome to Dairy. Mm-hmm. That started last Sunday.
How is it? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Just the first episode. It was good.
Okay. But... yeah. I just finished Gen V last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I called it from the fucking get-go, though.
What is that on?
That's a Prime show.
Oh, okay.
That's a spinoff of The Boys.
That's right. I think, you did tell me that.
But, yeah, I'm mad at how predictable shit is anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, because, like, they did throw me off for a little bit, and then I put two and two back together. Like, oh, no, this is what... you know what I mean? It's just one of those things, like, I shouldn't be able to analyze your show like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, you do whatever's popular. You know, right. Like, oh, this worked one time. Let's do it 15 more times.
But we just finished up Black Rabbit. I think it's Black Rabbit. Yeah, Black Rabbit.
What is that?
It's, you wouldn't like it. It's got Jason Bateman in it.
Oh,
kind of reminded me of Ozark or something along the lines, because I think he had, like, he directed a lot of the Ozark stuff. And like,
okay.
In the beginning, they would always show, like, four things that you were going to see in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did
like a NCIS type deal.
Where they show, do they do that?
Yeah, because like they'll start it and they'll give you like snapshots, and the last snapshot is where the last scene is going to end.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, something like that. Which is kind of cool. I like doing that. Like, oh yeah, I forgot they showed that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But then I feel like, oh, is this it? Is this it? Is this it?
I know. Yeah, because then I forget sometimes. Like, wait, it was like four things they would show in the beginning. It's like, is that? That or was it something else?
Yeah, they did the same thing with Gen V, where like the one girl had the superpower to see forward into time.
see forward.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it because then you're gonna die because I can see it. And they're like, is this it? Is this it? Oh no, this is what I saw, and it's too late.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like every fucking thing where they can see the future.
Yeah,
that's so Raven. That was one that was just kind of like I watched because it was on.
That's a Raven?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I couldn't. I feel like half of those shows wouldn't like stand up today.
Probably not.
But it's not like they're making any good new shows either.
Yeah. But then I was thinking, like, if they were to make, like, I like Saved by the Bell growing up. If they were to make that now, I probably wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, it was a younger thing, too.
Well, they're redoing The Office, aren't they?
Yeah.
And, like, I zero interest in that. And yeah. I love, like, I can't say that I started off loving The Office. Like, once it popped on, like, a marathon on TBS or something, I was like, you know what, let me give this show a chance. Because, like, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because I did the same thing with Community. Like, I didn't want to watch Community. And then I was stuck. And it was like, this is what's on. Like, all right, let me start it from the beginning. But Parks and Recs is one I can't do.
Oh, no. I never tried that.
I don't know. I just don't think I like the people.
Is that Chris Pratt?
One? Yeah.
It is?
And the crazy girl.
Yeah, you always call her the crazy girl.
I don't know.
The girl from Delaware, right?
Well, do you think she murdered her husband?
In real life?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think they said he committed suicide or something.
Oh.
And I don't... Was it Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was like a thing, like they were out at one night and then... the next day, it was like, he's dead. He committed suicide. Like, oh, shit.
Hmm. I didn't know that. But she's doing, like, all these movies and shows now, so.
I think because she's now, like, trying to fill the time.
Oh.
And she needs a new prospective partner.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
Yeah. Because I think we talked about it, too. Like, old Anne Brunel died. And they're trying to say that was suicide now, too. Like... must be nice to have so much money, you're so bored that, like, that's what you do with it.
Yeah, well, that's usually not what happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Anthony Bourdain, no. Epstein, oh, he didn't do it. Yeah. That's a guy who wanted to live.
Yeah. When you got your own island, you want to stay alive.
Right? I don't know. If I had my own island, I wouldn't want people there either.
No, not even on the island that you have. You can have your house there, and then they can...
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you imagine inviting people over and they don't respect it.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to be? I'm kicking you off my island. Wait 20 minutes for this boat to finally show up.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Wi-Fi would probably suck, too.
Oh, yeah. You need to get some...
Is that why they flew all those girls out there? Because they couldn't get Pornhub on their phone? All right. Let's end it before I get in any more trouble. Because it's just going to keep going.
All right, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloweeny. Peace out.
Later.